You're listening to the Retrovore Union Square Market Report.
First up this week is Matt Lewis of Wild High Bakery and Farm up in Dutchess County, New York. They bake and mill, as well as running a cafe at their bakery. The amazing thing about their baked goods is that they are all made from grains and flours that are grown within 9 miles of their ovens.
Next, we'll speak to Petty Lauber of Wolfer Estate Vineyards. They are located on the South Fork of Long Island and have a fantastic Cabernet Franc and one of the most popular local rosés.
Last, we'll speak to Nevia No of Uno's Farm, which is located a bit south of Princeton, New Jersey. Nevia has just returned to the market after a long, cold winter. She has an extremely loyal following that we're very excited to see her back for the season. Nevia is a bit of a perfectionist when it comes to her produce, and this shows in her amazingly perfect-looking vegetables.
Hi, I'm Matt Lewis from Wild Hive Farm Bakery out of Clinton Corners, New York. We're in Dutchess County. We're bakers, millers, and we also have a cafe. We use strictly locally grown organic grain, which is grown about 9 miles from our farm in a town called Millbrook. And we have a full line of breads and baked goods in which we make on the premises, all fresh. On the weekends, we serve lunch and brunch and breakfast. We've been doing the Union Square Farmers Market for close to 25 years. We're here every Friday in the spring and the fall. This year, we're going to start doing Saturdays again as well. We have a variety of biscuits and scones. We have cinnamon biscuits, organic smoked cheddar biscuits, cranberry orange scones. We do have chocolate walnut meringue cookies, which are gluten-free. We have some lemon squares, chocolate oatmeal walnut bars, and we do have two vegan products, which are the Mediterranean-style spinach pies and the yellow curry dal samosas. We do also sell all the grains and flours that we use in our bakery. My personal favorite is the fancy polenta. It makes a great side dish with dinner. We also have the 10-grain blend cereal, which makes a great breakfast cereal, almost like an oatmeal. We have an all-purpose flour, bread flour, rye flour, spelt flour, and when available, we do sell the berry form of those products as well. There's been at least one or two times where customers have come to the table and tell me that they haven't been able to eat bread for years because of they have wheat intolerances and some gluten intolerances, mostly wheat, and once they've tried our products, because we mill our flour so fresh, it's so much different for their system, and they're actually able to digest it, and they feel like they've almost been given a new lease on life.
Hi, I'm Peggy Lauber, and I'm the head of sales for Wolfer Estate Vineyard. Wolfer Estate is located in Sagaponack, New York, which is in the Hamptons, which is actually the appellation where our grapes are grown and where we make our wine. We grow all what is called vinifera grapes, meaning they're like the classic grapes that you would find, say, in wines from Bordeaux or Burgundy. So it's Chardonnay, Merlot, Cabernet Franc. Those are probably our three main grapes that we produce, plus some others. We make some other interesting wines like Pinot Gris, and we make a very nice rosé, which is a blend of some of those grapes. Wolfer Estate was actually founded by Christian Wolfer. It's obviously the family name. He is German. That is his nationality, but quite an interesting guy. And he started the property about 21 years ago. We just had our 20th anniversary last year, which was great. It was actually a potato farm, and he bought parcels added onto it. So it's now 175 acres. It's a vineyards and a horse farm, about 50 acres of vineyards and the rest a horse farm. Christian very sadly passed away. He was killed in an accident, tragically, on New Year's Eve, just a few months ago. Many people know, I'm sure, the east end of Long Island has become a thriving wine region. There's now 53 vineyards on the North and South Forks, 53 properties of varying size. Some people grow their own grapes. Some people have their wines made from grapes that they purchase from the east end of Long Island. But interestingly, there's only three wineries on the South Fork of Long Island where we're located. So we're one of just a few there, and we have a beautiful vineyard site. Basically, the reason there's so few vineyards on the South Fork is just that the North Fork, when the wine region really began to take off, there was still a lot of farmland available there, whereas in the Hamptons, a lot of it had been bought up, and there was less farmland, sadly, less farmland available. So Christian was very clever in that he bought property north of the highway where there was more land available and just started, like I say, putting these parcels together. And so now what's great is we have this enclave of sustainable farming right in the middle of the Hamptons, which, as you know, is very developed. at Wolfer, I think we're best known for our rosé. And there's something about the last few years especially. We've been making rosé for many years. But the last few years, first of all, I think rosé has taken off in general. And I think people really associate our property with the summer and the Hamptons and the beach and the good life. And our rosé is so crisp and refreshing and lovely that people just gravitate to it. It's really become kind of a cult wine. But we also make these beautiful Chardonnays and Merlots and Cabernet Francs. We're part of the, at Wolfer, we're part of the Merlot, it's called Merliance, which is an alliance of Merlot producers, because we believe very strongly that Merlot is a signature grape on Long Island. The great thing is that we can grow many different things. It's a cool, long, cool growing season, and we have sandy loam, very well-drained soil, and plenty of sunshine, and so we can, on the East End, we can grow many grapes successfully. But we feel that Merlot is a terrific, very well-suited to our land, and grows in a way that produces these classic wines that age, are very age-worthy and very authentic to the region.
My name is Nevia No, and the farm name is You Know's Farm. And the farm is located about 20 minutes south of Princeton, so it's considered the South Jersey. We have a little over 100-acre land, cultivated 70 acres with 150 different varieties of vegetables throughout the season. We're not certified organic growers, but sometimes I feel like we spray even less than certified organic growers, because we hardly spray any of the greens especially. And even with the tomatoes, peppers, the maximum amount of spray they get is like twice in the beginning of the season before the flowering stage. Once the flowers die off and the fruits form, then we completely stop the chemicals. We plant enough so that even if we throw out half of our crops, we still have enough to sell them at the farmers markets. We compost them. We also give them away to a lot of different organizations locally. This was a very lucky year, despite that the weather was so cold. All the plants survived the winter. So they're really coming. They're forming from the existing old plants from the late fall. But because of the coldness they went through, the sugar level is higher. So the flavor is the best right now, much sweeter than the fall crop. Well, the farm name, you know, came from combining two last names together. No is mine, and you belongs to my partner, so I added together and came up with You Know's Farm. I truly enjoy speaking and talking with all my customers on a personal level, and they are so excited to see the fresh vegetables again.
That's all we have time for today, but we'll be updating our website and adding some new features in the coming weeks. If you want to be kept up to date on the new content, you can visit our site and add your name to our email list. Or you can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/retrovore or join our Retrovore Facebook group. We'd also like to hear from you, so please send us your comments. And if you'd like to have them read on the air, please include your first name and where you're from. You can also send those to comments@retrovore.com. The Retrovore Union Square Market Report is produced by Matt and Amy of Retrovore.com. Remember, the future
is in the pasture.
See you next week.